Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Keehan. Today we'll discuss the article by Ronge et al. Titled, Metabolism and Acetylation Contribute to Leucine-Mediated Inhibition of Cardiac Glucose Uptake. This article was accepted for publication on May 29, 2017. Joining me today are Associate Editor Gary Lopeshuk, Lead Author Luke Bertrand, and Content Expert Ravi Ramasamy. Let's get started.
Thank you, Kara. There's been a lot of interest in the recent past about the role of branched-chain amino acids in mediating insulin resistance, and this interesting paper has examined the molecular mechanisms by which the branched-chain amino acid leucine may actually be mediating this insulin resistance. I'd like to ask Luke if he wouldn't mind providing a little oversight of the key highlights of the paper. Luke?
Yes, sure. Thanks, Gary. As you say, it is well known that the heart needs a lot of energy for its daily function, and this energy comes from the oxidation of different substrates, and the two main metabolic fuels being usually fatty acids and glucose. And the preference for one of these two substrates comes from their availability, but also from hormonal status. And for example, when insulin rises after a meal, glucose will be the main substrate used by the heart, whereas fatty acids are mainly used under fast state. And this metabolic flexibility is currently recognized to be an important issue to maintain an optimal cardiac function. And by contrast, several cardiac diseases are not correlated with the loss of this metabolic flexibility. And if you take the diabetic heart, we know that this diabetic heart is insulin resistant. It does not use glucose anymore, principally using fatty acids for energy production, whatever its nutritional or hormonal status. And this metabolic inflexibility is considered nowadays to participate in cardiac dysfunction associated to such cardiac diseases. In our paper, we were interested to investigate the putative action of a branched-chain amino acid, a particular branched-chain amino acid, which is called leucine, on glucose utilization by the heart, like you said. And indeed, it is known that high plasma leucine levels strongly correlate with obesity and pre-diabetic state. And our question was simply to know whether leucine is a simple biomarker of type 2 diabetes or is a real actor of this pathogenesis. And just to summarize what we did, we firstly showed that leucine is able to inhibit cardiac glucose uptake after insulin stimulation. And to make a long story short, we then showed that leucine catabolism is completely required for this inhibition. You have to know that a particularity of leucine catabolism is the production of ketone bodies. And in line with this, we showed that ketone bodies nicely mimics leucine by similarly inhibiting glucose uptake. And in a molecular point of view, our study firstly showed that both leucine and ketone bodies reduces glucose uptake by affecting the translocation of glucose transporter GLUT4 to the plasma membrane. And very interestingly, and in line with the well-known production of acetyl-CoA from ketone bodies catabolism, we showed that leucine treatment induces the increase of global protein acetylation. And more importantly, by using pharmacological inhibitors of acetyl transferases, we show that the inhibitory action of leucine and ketone bodies glucose transport completely requires this increase in protein acetylation. Our reason indicates that leucine metabolism into ketone bodies contributes to the inhibition of cardiac glucose uptake by hampering the translocation of GLUT4-containing vesicle via a still unknown acetylation process. And this gives a new piece in the complex puzzle of cardiac insulin resistance.
Okay, thank you, Luke. Ravi, do you have any comments or questions you would like to ask Luke?
So, first of all, I want to congratulate Luke on a very interesting study. First and foremost, I believe this is probably one of the earlier studies which has identified how acetylation can drive the GLUT4 translocation from being affected. And that is via the leucine metabolism driving acetylation is another novel feature of the study. The question I have for Luke is that when they did these studies, were they able to really identify if GLUT4 itself was being acetylated at the residues which are responsible for translocation?
First of all, thank you for your comments and for your question. Of course, the first thing that we try to see is if GLUT4 is by itself acetylated. And so we try to see a modification of acetylation state of GLUT4, even in control state with leucine treatment or other type of treatment that increase acetylation, like inhibitor of deacetylases and such kind of things. And we were completely unable to see any modification of acetylation, of global acetylation level of GLUT4 after immunoprecipitation. So we don't believe that GLUT4 is a direct target of acetylation. So we are more convinced that it's probably an indirect action of that that drive the translocation of GLUT4 than the acetylation of GLUT4 itself.
Okay, Ravi, do you have any more questions?
So my next question to Luke is, have you done an extensive investigations to see if some of the sirtuins or the non-NAD dependent histone deacetylases may be altered by the leucine treatment in your animal studies?
No, we didn't try to investigate such question. And of course, this is an ongoing future research that we plan to do, is to see which type of sirtuins or usual HDAC can be involved in such issue. We don't know yet where acetylation occurs. We indeed, leucine catabolism occurs in the mitochondria, whereas GLUT4 translocation is in the cytoplasmic part of the cells. So it must be there is a transfer of the information from the mitochondria to the plasmatic area of the cell that should occur somewhere. And so we don't know yet, but it's a very interesting question, of course.
You know, most of the previous work on leucine and insulin responsiveness for glucose transport is focused on the role of leucine on the mTOR pathway. And you show very nicely that may not be how it's acting here, and that in fact, it may be a leucine metabolite. And I think the data is very interesting in implicating this metabolite on the potentially changes in acetylation. I was wondering if you could speculate how you think that's occurring. Are you bringing ketone bodies as being one potential mechanism? Do you think that's actually modifying the acetylation process? Is it the ketones themselves or the acetyl-CoA from ketones?
We have no proof of that, but it is known that ketone bodies are known to be a very good fuel for the heart, and they are rapidly transformed to acetyl-CoA. And so what we believe is that, of course, it's not the ketone bodies by themselves that are responsible for acetylation, but their transformation and their catabolism to acetyl-CoA. Or the sort of data that can make this hypothesis the most real one is that only leucine and not the other branched chain amino acids is able to really inhibit glucose uptake. And leucine is the sole branched chain amino acid that produce ketone bodies in a sufficient way. And so leucine gives rise to each leucine gives three acetyl-CoA, whereas the other branched chain amino acid gives less acetyl-CoA. And so we really believe that the production of acetyl-CoA is the key issue of the inhibition of glucose uptake induced by acetylation in our process.
Thanks very much for the discussion. I think this is a very important study, and I think it opens up new avenues of what may be mediating insulin resistance or insulin response to glucose transport in muscle, and including the role of acetylation here. And I think future studies should be very interested in determining how this may occur. And I would like to thank Luke Bertrand for this excellent work and Ravi Ramasani for his insights and questions. And with that, I'd like to wrap up the podcast.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology podcast. For more podcasts like this, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.